You're listening to the Jewel City Podcast. You can join us in person Sundays at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. We have something for all people and all ages. Or join our live stream at 10 a.m. In this podcast, we'll hear a message from Pastor Robert.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is good to be here with you all this morning. Man, I'm telling you, I've had a great week. And I pray that we all have had a great week. Stand with me for the reading of God's word, and then I'll let you sit back down. All right? Amen. I changed the title of the message. Aaron and Luann, it's good to see you. Snowbirds, man, they're coming back. And I see Jim and Clista's here, and so it's good to see you all. I changed the title in the last few hours. I had Love is the Greatest, and so I changed the title to A More Excellent Way. And just to be honest with you, numbers aren't everything at all. I can remember years ago when we started the church, and I was always worried about numbers. And I'm still a numbers guy, but I know I've learned a lot. There's way more than just having a big crowd. And so last Sunday for Easter, we had 1,138 people, and it just humbles me. The week before, I believe we were at 850 some. I came back up either later that day or early the next morning, and I came in here and nobody was here. And I sat down and I just talked out loud. And I was talking to the Lord and I was thanking him about his goodness. And I said these words. I said, Lord, what is going on here? It's just what I said. Lord, what is going on here? I mean, if you think about it, we've seen about 50 people saved in the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know. Seeing 800, 900, last week 1,100 and some people. And I said, what is going on here? Listen, I've never heard God in an audible voice. I'm not saying that. But in my spirit, I heard him say, love me and love people. And what I hear from everybody that comes here is they feel loved when they get here. So let's look at the Word of God. And my concern is, in this season in my life, is to grow people, to see people change. I used to preach on the back of the pews and up and down the aisles. And I'm not saying that'll never happen again, but somebody might have to help me up on the pew, all right? But I want to see people change. And there's a more excellent way. I'm just maybe rambling, but I don't think so. Yesterday, two friends of mine, Devin and Boone, pulled in to help me. I'm building a stall in my, we call it the barn. It's going to be a barn. I got a horse coming this week. And I got the buggy already there. And so just call me Eli, you know. So, and when they walked in the barn, I had everything laid out. And I said to Boone, I said, Boone, I got a plan. Here's what my plan is. But Boone, if you have a better way, you remember me telling you that, Boone? I said, if you have a better way, you tell me, because I want to do it in excellence and do it the better way. So the Word of God teaches us, let's listen to what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, and then Pastor Aaron, have my wife bless the offering, give her a microphone, bless the reading of the Word of God. I'm all messed up. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Again, the title is A More Excellent Way. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Leanne, bless the reading of the Word.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just being in your presence, Lord, and God being in your house. And God, we thank you for our worship team. God, we thank you, Lord, for our pastor, God. We thank you, Lord, most of all for your word and your spirit, God, that speaks to us. And God, today we pray that you would speak through Robert, Lord, God, that you would touch our hearts, God. Lord, for those that are lost, Lord, God, I pray that you would pierce their hearts, God, and Lord, draw them to you, God. For those, Lord, who are hurting and going through difficult seasons, Lord, God, I pray that today they would be encouraged, Lord, We love you. We thank you for what you're going to do. God, we pray that you bless this word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The way you're doing things right now, I ask you this question. The way you're doing things right now in your life, is it the most effective? Is it the most excellent way? Is there any room for change in your life? So I read to you the 31st verse out of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12, it kind of ends. Ends with a teaser of sorts of what Paul will discuss next in the 13th chapter, and that is the most excellent way. It's a discussion of the biblical concept of love. And I'll tell you, man, you can never change my mind, never, that there is anything better or greater than love. And the love of God supersedes all. If you've been touched by the love of God and it has changed your life, you ought to put your hands together and bless God. Christians have many ideas about what it means to be spiritual. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you spiritual? Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, never mind. I thought of that this morning in my office. It made me laugh. Many people have different ideas of what it means to be spiritual. And some says, well, so-and-so had a spectacular experience with God, and that makes them so much more spiritual. I don't know of any greater moment in my life, a spiritual moment with God, a spiritual encounter, other than when I was saved, is when God humbled me and took me to my knees and commanded me to open Jewel City Church. But there's still a more excellent way. There's some people, Christians would say, well, man, Miss Mary's more spiritual than I am. Or Miss Rita, because have you heard them pray? They can pray the paint clear off the walls. And yes, they can. But there's a more excellent way. Some would say being gifted to work miracles. I've seen people with a gift of healing. And it's powerful and it's spiritual. But there's a more excellent way. Some would say being devoted to church work. They're always there. They're more spiritual than I am. Does that really make them spiritual? Any of these things that I'm talking about? I've seen people could pray the paint off the wall, but could tear you up from head to toe when you offended them in the least little bit. The scripture, however, describes what it means to be a spiritual person in another way. Altogether, scripture sums it up in one single word, love. Love. According to the New Testament, a truly spiritual believer is ruled by love in their life. I want to read to you out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Wow. If a person loves God, if you really love God, he or she becomes a loving person. If you really love God, you will become a loving person. You will take on the very nature of God. That's the nature of God. God is love. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you really need to pay attention. If a person really loves God, then he does what God does. And God loves everyone, even the young lady living in a tent underneath a bridge. When we love one another, people see a couple things in our lives. People see that we're born of God, that we're no longer the same. Do you understand? You know, when we accept Christ, and as Carrie mentioned, Pastor Carrie, that God moves into this temple because God's nature, God is love, then that love should be in us. People see that we know God and that we're taking on God's very nature. Do you have that nature of God? John 13 and 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Not if you can pray the paint off the wall. Not if you can speak prophecy. Not if you can have the faith to move a mountain or do any of these other things. But if you have love, love conquers all. Can somebody say amen? So I truly believe that love is the greatest manifestation of spirituality that there is. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and I'm reading from the New International Version. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Faith arises from the heart of man, but love is deposited from God into our lives and into our inner being. That's a deposit from God. You really can't love your spouse like God intends you to love your spouse if you don't have the love of God in you. Do you hear me? You can't love nobody like God wants you to if you don't have the love of God that is in you. The very nature of God is love. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So love, it heads the list of all the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to listen to Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. And I would pray that you would self-examine right here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Love is the foundation behind them all. Behind them all. You will never have joy till you have the love of God flowing in your life. Because the love of God will flow even when someone comes against you and steals your joy. If you got the love of God, the love of God will keep you right where you need, and you won't react in a way that you shouldn't when someone else comes against you. If you believe that, give God a hand clap and a shout of praise. When all things fall apart in your life and you're looking, you need the peace, no matter what happens, if you got the love of God, your peace will make it through. Do you hear me? Someone say amen this morning. Galatians 5 and 22 and 23, the believer is to walk. We are to walk, not talk. We are to walk bearing God's nature. You can tell me all day how spiritual you are and how you got all the gifts, but I got two eyes. You hear me? I got two eyes. I want you to note that the word fruit is singular. It's not plural. When Christ lives within a person, all these traits are present. All of them. They need cultivated. You got to understand that you got it. The Spirit of God produces them all in the life of a believer. Love holds all the other fruit together. Love. And it causes them all to function together in perfect unity. When you got the love of God flowing in your life, you will have peace. Do you hear me? You will have meekness. You will have joy. You will have, when the love of God truly flows out of your life, there is nothing that can stop that. You say amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And all over, listen to Colossians 3 and 14 from the NIV. And all over these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. There's the fruit of love. It's called agape. Agape love is the love that loves regardless of feeling. Sometimes I may not feel like loving you, But God loves you at all times. So God lives within me and God lives within you. So we have to have the nature of God. And we've got to love each other no matter what. And Bruce, sometimes that's difficult. It is the love that's demonstrated. It's all right to laugh in the house of God, right? I don't want to be nowhere where they don't laugh. I love making fun of Bruce. It is the love that is demonstrated, I said, not just talked about, but it is the love that is demonstrated in the cross of Christ. He didn't just say, I love you. He demonstrated his love and hung on a cross and then said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't just talk it, he walked it. Some people talk it all the time, but they don't have no walk. Your walk speaks volumes. Do you hear me? It's the love demonstrated, Christ demonstrated. It's the love of God for the ungodly. It's easy, Scotty or Crystal. Scotty's not even here, so I'm used to him being here. It's easy to love you because you love me back. It's easy to love someone that loves you back, but it's a little bit more difficult to love somebody when you don't get anything in return. But God looked down and said, it's my nature. I'm going to love them. I'm going to love them. Romans 5, verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's me. That's you. Produced in the heart of the believer by the Holy Spirit, the force of love is unfailingly powerful. It changed my life. It'll change your life. You hear me? The world's love is feeble. The world's love is tainted, weakened by selfishness. What I want. You hear me? God's love is not self-seeking. You hear me? God's love, it's self-giving. It's unconditional. There's a plaque on the wall in my office with a picture of my mom when she was probably in her 20s. And we got it after her funeral, and there's a little writing on there. And I stood there this morning and I read that. The most loving, positive person always seen good in people. Powerful, what love would do. Mom's been going, I don't know, 8-10 years, but that love is still present. That love will never be taken away. The world's love is not what I'm talking about. Love remains constant regardless of whether or not it receives a response. My mom loved me, George, when I was just stupid. Just doing the dumbest stuff, you know what I'm saying? Living out there in the world, man, just being a professional heathen. And my mom loved me. That's what God wants us to do with everyone we come in contact. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, that's who I am, I'm a whosoever, believes. Amen? We got any whosoever believers in the house? Give God a hand clap and a shout of praise. Natural human love cannot comprehend what I'm talking about, the love of God. That's how great the love of God is. Listen, Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Whew. Love. I want to read something to you out of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We do not deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it and I never will. And neither will you. But God loves us with an unbelievable love. And I want to tell you over and over again today, you are loved. Maybe somebody watching my live stream, you are loved. Maybe somebody walked in here today and you're feeling like nobody loves you. You are loved. Before the beginning of the world, God looked down and he knew you before you was ever born. And he loves you. And he cares about you. And you are in a church where people love you and appreciate you. And you are needed. Don't listen to the devil tell you that you are not valuable. Every second somebody's taking their life in this world. Every second somebody's committing suicide. And we've seen it happen right here. I'm here to tell you today that you are loved and you are valuable. You are needed in the kingdom of God. You are needed at Jewel City Church. You are needed in your family. You are so valuable that if you'd have been the only one on the planet, God would have came down and died on a cross to rescue you. That is how valuable you are. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to the enemy. He is the father of all lies. Do you hear me? God cares about you. He cares about your destiny. He cares about everything in your life. Somebody give God a hand clap and a shout of praise this morning. My goodness, my goodness. You might say, well, I can't love like God does. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because as a born-again believer, you have his nature. He moved in you. You've been adopted into a royal family. You got his blood flowing in your veins. He's your father. Do you understand me? You're just like him. You can love just like he does. Do you hear me? The word of God will change your life. The love of God flowing out of you will not only change your life, it'll change everyone's life that is around you. When I walk in a room, I want people to know. I don't want to walk in a room carrying a King James Bible. I don't want to walk in a room preaching. I want to walk in with the love of God and let people realize that God lives within me and what is inside of me is flowing out of me like a river and it is flooding everything and everyone that comes in my presence. Somebody give God a hand clap and a shout of praise. Just as God is love, you are love. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you may not act like it right now. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, pay attention. I think this is for you. Your flesh, let's be honest, at times our flesh doesn't feel very loving. Am I right? Romans 5:5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Love is there. Love is there. If you've accepted Christ, love is in your spirit. Regardless of how you may or may not be feeling, or maybe the way you're acting, the love of God is there if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. So your number one calling as a believer is to let it flow out. Be honest, don't you like to be around somebody that's loving? Huh? I mean, I've met Christians that are meaner than any junkyard dog I ever seen. Honestly, I like to be around people that love, right? Can I tell you, not only do I need to be around people that love, the world needs to be around people. The world don't need you telling them that you're saved and you're going to heaven on the next bus out of here. They just need to experience the love of God that's in you, flowing out of you, and it will change the world. The Apostle Paul wrote, we won't be long. We're closing here. Look at your neighbor and say, that's probably not true. Huh? 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. Listen to this. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which that means love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, and so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Paul writes this, you hear me? And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. The superior quality, without question, of life is love. Not against any of the gifts. This message is not about that. The verdict is in. The most excellent way is to love. Bottom line, nothing counts without love. When God's love isn't being expressed in our lives, speaking in tongues is just noise. Just noise. When God's love isn't being expressed in our lives, being able to prophesy, being able to move mountains, have the faith, it's unbelievable, doesn't mean anything. Even when we give according to the scripture, if we don't have love, it doesn't mean anything. Stand with me this morning. Again, that doesn't mean anything either. Pay close attention, all right? Somebody come to the piano. Is there anyone in this room that would like to better your life? Wow, I got one person. That's impressive. That's impressive. Is there anyone in the house that would like to better their life? If we would like to better our lives, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, we'll have to start by getting our love lives straight. None of us in this room are picture perfect. None of us. So let's make a change. Let's make a change. And the older you get, it's harder to change, is it not? Huh? I thought of something right there, but I'm going to keep that to myself. All right. What exactly does walking in love look like? If you want to know, Paul gives us a perfect picture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not believe itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, and I underline this one, is not easily provoked. Look at your spouse. I dare you. Some of you guys ain't got no backbone. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. I want to replace the word charity. Love never faileth. But when there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Love suffers long. It's patient with people. And I read this in a commentary. Anywhere it speaks about this in the Bible, it speaks about bearing long and long-suffering with people, not circumstances. Love is kind. I ask you, how kind are you? How courteous are you? I looked over, I just seen my son there, Cody, and just to be honest, sometimes I'll react in a way to him that I wouldn't react to you. And that's wrong. You know. You all looking at me like I'm a filthy sinner. Don't act like sometimes you don't talk to your kids that way. See, but that's wrong. I need to change. I need to change. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we all need to change. Love is kind. courteous, good, helpful, giving. Listen to Romans 12 and 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Wow. Yeah, play a little bit, would you? Let's take a little love checkup. You check the box. Passing or failing? Love endures long. Love is patient. Love is kind. When you're walking in love, you don't get snippy. Anybody get snippy with someone? Huh? When you're walking in love, you don't get irritated every time you turn around. John, don't look at her. When you're walking in love, you don't give up on people. You know why you don't give up? Because love never wears out. Never. Never does, man. Love forgives. Matthew 18 and 22, Jesus saith unto her, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. The rabbis taught during this time that you had to forgive someone three times, and then it was over. Peter, trying to be especially generous and more spiritual, he asked Jesus, well, Jesus, and seven is the perfect number. If I forgive seven times, will that be enough? And Jesus answered, 70 times seven. Jesus is saying, we don't keep records. When somebody truly asks for forgiveness, Mark 11 and 25, and I'll close, I promise you. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. We had kind of like a little, what I called growing up in, what they called growing up when I was in church, kind of like popcorn testimony. When somebody would stand up and testify, another one would, and kind of happened in the back this morning with the choir and the media team when we were having prayer. And one individual spoke about how the love of God has changed her since she's been here, and how she's been able to forgive somebody in her family, and now they can get together and it's just so peaceful and it's just so great, and she learned that here today. And I said, if you don't forgive them, according to the scripture, God can't forgive us. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Speaking to the believers here this morning, first of all, to the saved folk, how many would be honest this morning and slip your hand up and say, I need some help in my love. I need some help in my love. Huh? It'll change the world. Father, I just want to come before you, Lord. And God, as all these hands are up, and God, the ones that are not up, they need prayer. So God, touch us all, Holy Spirit, and help us, Lord, to grow in your love, God, and to let it flow out of us, God. And Lord, I pray that down through the years to come, that people, when they pull in, they'll still say, I felt love when I pulled in that place. So help us to love ourselves. Help us to love each other. And most of all, help us to love you, God. For God, if we love you, God, everything else will come together. Help us to grow in that area. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. And I don't know the hearts of anyone in this room. But I'll tell you, I buried a friend of mine Wednesday afternoon. He was my age. We started kindergarten together and I buried him. And I spoke to him no more than 18 hours before he passed away on the phone. And it was just God that just gave me the boldness to say, I want to know, are you right with God? And he said, I hope so. And that was a terrible, terrible answer. And I explained to him how God loved him and how valuable he was, honestly. And I shared the love of Christ with him, and he began to weep. And he prayed the sinner's prayer with me on the phone. And less than 18 hours later, I got a phone call that he had passed away. My friend, he was less than 18 hours away from eternity and had no idea. Honestly, he had a medical situation, but he never dreamed. Neither did I. None of us know what tomorrow may bring. Don't leave this place today without knowing that you know that you know. I'm not asking you if you've been baptized. I'm not asking you if you're a member of a church. I'm asking you, have you humbled yourself and prayed and asked God to forgive you of your sins? Because if not, if all you did was be baptized, friend, you just took a bath. But today you can be bathed in the blood of Jesus and your sins can be washed away. Right where you're at, don't put it off. The Bible said salvation is today. Don't wait till you get your life straight. If you're here today, I'm not going to single you out, but slip your hand up high. Don't be ashamed. I see your hand, ma'am. I see your hand. Somebody else. I see your hand, ma'am. Somebody else. Come on, don't leave. Make sure that your heart is right with God. Somebody else, man, I just believe there's somebody else today and God is speaking to your heart and you're trying to hold back. Just surrender. Give your life to Jesus the more excellent way. It'll change everything in your life. It'll change your marriage, your relationships with your family. It'll change your finances. It'll change everything. Is there somebody else? Somebody else. All right. I see your hand, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah. Somebody else. Yes, right there. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we get in a hurry. I stay all day, people being saved all day long. Somebody else in the house, this is your day. I see your hand, ma'am. Thank you. That's right. Hello! Somebody else this morning. Somebody else say, I'm tired of living my way. I'm tired of living the way of the world. I'm not going to be ashamed of the Lord. I'm going to accept Him right now. I'm going to thank Him that He died on the cross. Is there someone else to say, Jesus, here I am. Here I am, Jesus. I'm yours. I surrender. I give my life to you. Is there another? And then those that raised your hand, raise your heart. Open up your mouth. Don't be ashamed. I want somebody to hear you. Somebody surrounded close by you. Say it loud enough they can hear you. Lord Jesus, today you've touched my heart. And today I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And from this day forward, I'll do my best to live my life, to learn, to walk with you, God. God, here I am. Forgive me and use me and cleanse me. As every head is bowed and every eye is still closed, if you're here this morning and you know the Lord, but you know you need a closer walk with God, you need to rededicate, you need to recommit, slip your hand up high. Wow. All over the house. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, here I am. And Lord, I thank you for my salvation. God, you know my heart. You know what needs to be changed in my life. Help me, God, to be obedient to your word. Help me, God, in every area of my life that it would bring you glory, God. And Lord, for everything in my life that's not pleasing unto you, I lay it before you today, and I ask you to take it away. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. I'm going to go one step further this morning. Hold on. If you're here this morning, and you need delivered, you need a deliverance of anything at all. And people that's been here for 30 years have very seldom ever heard me talk like this. you need, you're tired. You know you're in a mess, and I don't care who's looking. I'm going to get some help. I want to pray for you. If that's you, then I want you to meet me right here. I don't know, but if that's you, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come. Whatever's going on in your life, how long are you going to stay in that mess? Keep coming. How long are you going to stay in that mess? How long are you going to come to church and hear the Word of God and walk back out the door carrying the same junk that you carried when you came in? You're not in a house that's looking down on you, condemning you in any way, shape, or form. You're in a place where God is present and God's people are here and you are loved, and everyone in this place wants you to have victory. I believe that. Am I right, church? Am I right? Am I right? There's others in the house, and you're going to be mule-headed. You're going to leave. You're going to fight the same old battles. I'm going to give you 30 seconds more before I pray. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? I'll tell you, there's one or two I'd like to come get you right now. I'm serious. You don't think I know what you're doing? I know. I ain't got Facebook, but everybody else does. I hear about it. Yeah, they're afraid I'm calling them out, man. They're coming out of the pews now. Huh? Come on. Come on. Come. Come. Say, I've had enough. Is my heart good? That's right. That's right. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. Listen, I ain't nobody special. Nobody special. You hear me? Nobody. 6 weeks, right? Been here 6 weeks in a row. I watch it every week. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Come. Come. I feel His presence. Father, everyone in the room, stretch your hands this way. How about some of the staff getting in behind these people? How about some of the prayer warriors getting in behind? Some of the deacons. Just somebody, love somebody. Let them know that they're not by themselves. Just if you're here today and you want to celebrate in this victory with them, and you want them to know that you're there with them, standing in the gap. God, you're so good. You're so good. Come. Come. You know something? I'm just going to be obedient. Cody Boone, come. Cody, come. Listen to gospel music. Turn it on. Feed your inner man. Get a devotion. Get up every morning. Pray. Read something. Be obedient. Walk with God. Be committed. Be dedicated. And watch God change your life. You're loved. You're valuable. We all need each other. Somebody give God a hand clap and a shout of praise. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lynn, come. Just stand right where we're at here. Somebody give Lynn a microphone real quick. All right? Just be a minute or so here. All right? And then he'll be closing. All right?
Cody, you're being raised up. The Lord's raising you up. Stay pure. Keep your heart soft. I know many of you, when you walked in this morning, you've seen some pretty peculiar artwork in the lobby. And I know you've seen it on the announcements. April the 14th at 6 p.m. and April the 21st at 6 p.m. I'm going to do my best to explain to you what that artwork means. I will tell you right now with 100% confidence that artwork represents where we are today. You need to hear it. Each one of you, if you were being honest with yourself, would say, things just don't seem quite right. The world is cray-cray. Is it not? Be honest. And what I want to do with those two, and it may go longer, because I'll be honest with you, my cup's full. It's full. I'm going to pour it out. It's going to get poured out. And I don't mind pouring it out, because I know the Lord will fill it back up. So you're going to get to hear it. And I want this message, here's what I want this message to do for you. I want it to bring peace to your soul, truth to your life in a chaotic world. That's what I want it to do. I want you to see God when I'm done. Because I'll tell you right now, I thought about this. I don't want it to be this long, because I want you to get to your Mexican restaurant or your favorite restaurant. I'll buy. It's limited to 3 people, though, and I already have 3 people in my family, so. God does not want us to be living today in fear. And there's many people living in fear. He does not want that. And this message will bring hope, joy, and peace. God's been waiting a long time to set his son up on that throne of David. He's been waiting a long time. He's getting ready to do it.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel City Podcast. You can join us in person Sundays at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. We have something for all people and all ages. Or join our live stream at 10 a.m.